Looking at conflict from a different perspective requires us to step out of the box. Stepping out of the box means that things that we have grown up seeing that when something is wrong, we punish. We have to step out of that box to see what gives rise to that conflict. And in fact, do the parties who are in that conflict have an opportunity to just sit and talk? If they do, we're offering them the process to help to resolve that conflict. And that's where mediation comes in.
Mediation is a dispute resolution process where an intermediary helps conflicting parties to have a conversation to jointly settle issues between them. The intermediary or mediator guides the process, providing the structure for a conversation, allowing persons to listen, talk, and think. The mediator provides caring, impartial attentiveness to the persons involved in the dispute, their concerns, and the problem-solving process. However, the parties involved are the ones who come up with the solutions and decisions through dialogue. They get the chance to tell each other their frustrations and hurts, to express regret, and to ask for what they need. Disputing parties usually turn to a mutually trusted person or seek a professional mediator to facilitate a difficult conversation. While many mediation requests come through referral sources such as the court, school personnel, human resources departments, and social service agencies. Nearly anyone can be trained to become an effective mediator. Mediation training is usually offered to students, youth, and community leaders, as well as members of community groups and other organizations. The Dispute Resolution Foundation, a private affiliate organization of the Ministry of Justice, supports and encourages the use of alternative dispute resolution techniques across the island and offers mediation training.
Mediation, as one component of what we do, is aimed at helping persons, whether they're at community level, individual personal relations, on the job, on the streets, in the schools, at work, everywhere. Coming from the courts, going to the police station, any place, everywhere. We've been established to provide services that would help persons to ultimately find a way to peacefully coexist.
Content delivery leader at the Dispute Resolution Foundation, Paul Hines. Mediation training is 40 hours plus a practicum, which includes supervised mediations, observations, and exposure to conflict coaches. Mr. Hines says sessions can be arranged for evenings and weekends. Justices of the Peace JPs are encouraged to contact their custodies to indicate their interest in mediation training. Director and Principal at the Justice Training Institute, Karen Campbell-Basco, explains that once JPs who participate in the training are assessed as competent based on the requirements under the Dispute Resolution Foundation, they will be gazetted and later placed on the mediation listing within the parish courts.
It will also set the pace as we move forward to call our justices out and to provide them with the requisite skills and knowledge that they would need to carry out their functions within our justice system.
Mrs. Campbell-Basco says JPs will be called upon at intervals to assist with mediation matters referred through the courts. They may also assist persons who opt to resolve their dispute through mediation. Justice of the Peace Marvin Ruddock-Davis is a mediator in training.
It is such a life-changing course and how you view the whole process of conflict resolution and just dealing with persons in their individual space and things in the community, things in your home. It was interesting.
Matthew Smith Barrett, who is also a mediator in training, says he appreciates the Office of Justice of the Peace and enjoys giving service.
It was not only labor-intensive, but very interactive and eye-opening engagement. It opened my eyes to a different means of conflict resolution. I realized that things like soft skills are important, tone of voice when the mediator is speaking with the individuals. There were specific lines of questions and discussions to like guide the arguments that we learned and different techniques in managing the mediation process.
For further information on mediation training, call the Dispute Resolution Foundation at 876-906-2456 or email drf@drfja.org. You may also visit them at 1A North Avenue in Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.